Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover on a Friday, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, and guess who's in the building? Whoa. Raising Cane's Chicken
Cane's
Fingers. One love in the house. Darren Burgers and Matt Swartz of Raising Cane's are here. Gentlemen,
Darren and Matt.
This is Darren.
Thanks for having us.
This is Matt. Matt over here. Yep.
Just pass it on down.
And God bless you. We are excited. We've been talking for weeks on the show.
Passing it down.
About National Chicken Finger Day, which I know Bill has been ecstatic about. He dreams about this and drinking the sauce from...
I could bathe in it.
In the Raising Cane's sauce.
Oh, do you lay so in good. Bed and think about it?
I do. Often. My wife was laying there like that.
What's on your mind?
I thought she was like, what's going through your head right now? I go, Cane's.
Chicken fingers.
Sauce. The sauce really is going through my mind.
Well, we bathe in it, too.
Yes.
Well, smart. You guys are smart people.
Yes.
So, you guys, welcome to the studio.
I guess, welcome here. Well, thanks for being a sponsor of the show, obviously, and we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious, how long has this holiday been around for, and have you celebrated for a long time yourself?
Yes.
Prior to being at Cane's.
Yes. So prior to being at Cane's, this has been going on since 2010, I believe.
Whoa.
It was unaware. Yeah. It was our very own holiday that Todd, our founder, said, hey, we're going to celebrate National Chicken Fingers because I think we do it better than anyone else. Let's celebrate it. So, you know.
Todd.
Flex.
Yeah.
Flex. Yes. And this is Sunday. This is all day Sunday, not just Lincoln, but across the country for Raising Cane's.
Indeed. Yep, across the country. So you can wake up in New York City, fly to Lincoln, and then fly to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We got you.
That
if
sounds
you're
like
so
good.
Inclined.
Well, breakfast at 10. But
yeah. That sounds like a great day. And the deal is you buy a box combo, you get a chicken finger on top of that for free. That's the celebration here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be inclined yourself to buy about 10 boxes. I mean, that's a great deal.
It is.
You're getting a lot of chicken there.
You buy 100 boxes, right? And you get 100 free fingers.
If you got the family to feed, we would love to take care of you.
Are you anticipating big crowds? Do you have to hire extra people? Is there what's logistical?
Well, there'll be mayhem in the parking lot.
There'll be a lot more prep the day before.
You're in charge of the prep.
You're the prep.
I'm the operations side.
We have the prep doctor here. This is important.
You're the operations side?
Yes. Darren does the marketing. I do the operations.
Okay.
Boots on the ground. So right here.
We're expecting, probably 15% more customers on that day.
So. Busy traffic day.
So
very
Saturday,
busy,
you
very
could be,
busy.
You could be working till all hours of the night.
We're always working for all.
That's a good answer.
I have to commend you. Whenever I've gone through the drive-thru, it's a good experience.
Well, that's good to hear.
And I don't always have good experiences at places, but Cane's I do. It's always good.
Lots of planning goes into it. To make it that way.
So now,
that's good to hear.
I'm curious. You mentioned that it's going to be bigger amounts of people than usual. Like how much more prep goes into that compared to a typical day for this day specifically compared to a normal day?
Oh, geez, 15%. How many buckets of bird would you say?
Yeah,
quite a few extra buckets probably of bird. You know, maybe 1,000 pounds. Or so.
But you have to get your workforce ready for this.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Will there be some form of a team meeting on Saturday to get everybody together and say, hey, listen, we got a big day tomorrow.
it's a national day.
You give them some sort of like a little bit of a pep talk and a little bit, this is what Cane's is about.
Well, the pep talk started about a month ago, right?
Yep. Yeah. Wow. Seriously? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And it's been a daily conversation.
Yeah. I'm interested in it.
The standards.
Because you don't have that level of operation if you don't talk to these people.
Exactly.
Because the operation's really good.
Yeah, you got to get our, you know, the crew excited to then get our customers excited and get the word out, you know.
So what's the plan to move people faster, not faster, but to get them through the drive-through and stuff in an orderly fashion, cuz this is going to create a lot of excitement.
Yeah, we're going to deploy tablets outside.
There we go. Tablet out here. Oh, yep. Wow.
See, there you go.
They're ahead of it.
We started implementing those about a year and a half ago, so we should be ready to go and flying through. And the standards over at Cane's, like, I'm glad to hear that you get through so fast. Like, our goal is to try to get you through that drive through in 2 minutes and 30 seconds after you get your
goal.
Chicken fingers, fries, and toast. Like, let's go. Let's get everybody what they want.
Toast!
I'm not joking around. I pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like going through a drive-thru where it's jack around time. I don't. Mean like I'm not. No, I don't.
Wahoo DQ.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Two Saturday nights ago, someone was getting burgers and fries and stuff as an ice cream line.
Well, that's not necessarily the employee's fault.
Not really their fault. No, it really wasn't their fault, but it was a while.
But Cane's is a
14
place.
14 minutes.
If someone directs me to go to Cane's, it's often...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You know, grandkids will say, can you make a Cane's run? I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. I'm good with that.
I want to address this question because it's the easy answer. Ted in the text line says, is this taking place at every Cane's location in Lincoln? It's at every Cane's location in the world.
Worldwide.
It's not just a Lincoln holiday. It's a national holiday.
Thanks for addressing that.
Yeah. National holiday today. This on Sunday. Not today.
Sunday.
But we're preparing for Sunday National Chicken Finger Day at Raising Cane's. Now, in the marketing, in our reads we've had and also on your different flyers, Snoop Dogg is a part of this.
Yeah.
You guys didn't probably have a say in that, but how'd that come... Did you hear about how that came to life?
You guys know Snoop. No. Either one of you know Snoop.
No, but Todd. No. Todd's a good friend.
I'm curious. Snoop Dogg did.
Todd is a friend of Snoop Dogg.
Raising Cane's has done a really good job of partnering with the just pop culture people across the nation. And Snoop Dogg had just happened. Like, this is the third or fourth time I think we've partnered with Snoop Dogg just doing stuff. He has been good friends with Todd for a long time, and
Todd.
He was happy to help him out.
Who is Todd?
Right?
Yes,
sir. CEO, the owner.
Yes, sir.
And where is he from?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
That's the original.
That's Bill the original. I've been to the OG
a lot.
Ooh,
good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's incredible how they haven't changed it, really.
This is fascinating.
There's been, so it's
28
been,
years of not fixing what isn't
So you
broke.
Were aware of Todd?
Very aware of Todd. Todd was very popular in the Baton Rouge area, if you can imagine.
Have you ever met Todd, Bill?
What's that?
Ever met him?
You know what? I believe I have, but I don't want to, I believe it was a practice one time, but I'm not 100%. I don't want to get out over my skis there.
It's okay.
I know this. He doesn't travel in an entourage, though.
He doesn't.
He's not like, hey, hang on a second. Todd's people will be here. And then Todd will be following in. That's not who Todd is.
No, he loves being out in the community.
He comes up through Lincoln?
He didn't come to Lincoln. He was in Omaha
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he comes to support his Tigers.
Yeah.
So. Okay. All right.
LSU, national champs this year in baseball. He was there.
Was Todd over at the Olympics with Snoop?
Oh, good question.
Right. No idea.
Could you ask that? Can you pose the question?
Yeah, I'll text him right now.
I'll bet he was.
Can you text Todd?
Right, hold it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I cannot.
We're going to make you text him right now.
I can shoot an email.
Okay. If you shoot an email as soon as possible, that the show would like to know if he was with Snoop over at the Olympics.
Lord.
For those who don't know, can you remind us the hours that Cane's is open? So when they get there ready for Chicken Finger Day on Sunday. What times can they go there?
So here in Lincoln, we all open at 10 o'clock, but our closing times vary. So we've got some of us close at 3 a.m. 2 a.m. on Sundays.
That'd be downtown, right?
Downtown.
Yep, and then 11 o'clock at other spots. So
nice.
It'd be a full day of chicken, 10 a.m. to potentially 2 or 3 a.m.
Full day of chicken.
God
we love
you guys.
It.
It's the labor of love.
And you got to have them ready now. What happens if you see someone like coming in sunny, like a little sleepy eyed? Are you gonna have a conversation?
Well, we're gonna have the music loud.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have the music loud. Yeah, it's a celebration.
Who has the playlist?
There's different playlists.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Actually, we just got a brand new platform, and there's like 12 different stations, I want to say. You can play 80s music. You can play 90s music.
How about 70s? We'd like to.
Lots of classic rock.
Let me ask you this. If myself and Steve, or just say we're both in Steve's truck, and we're like, it's on Sunday, let's stop by. When we pull up, can we request to the person in the tablet, can we request 70 songs?
We'll see what...
Flip over to 70s music when we're in line.
That would be Matt's department.
That'd be your department.
Yeah, we could do that. We've done that. Yeah, we'll do that
so
for...
So we could ask... So if we, should we call ahead and say we'd like to have 70s music playing while we get our...
Have it on the queue.
While I get a gallon of sauce.
Bill, I was just about to say, with how fast we're going, you'll get a listen to half of a song and it'll be great.
I'll just go... You know what I'll do?
Give him a quick
I will
song.
Order... Four different orders, one at a time. And
go.
I'll just flip around that. In line to hear one more song. Like to hear Funky Town or something. You know.
Yeah. Something by Casey and the Sunshine,
Sunshine Band. We'd like to hear Casey and the Sunshine Band. We'd love.
That'd be great.
Maybe some Waylon Jennings would be nice,
that
too.
Would have some old country?
Some Willie Nelson plays in there every once in a while.
If I'm in line at Cane's on a Sunday and Luckenbach, Texas comes on, I can't imagine how many times I go through the line.
God.
That would be incredible.
It would be. I'm not joking.
You guys are changing the world.
Yes.
This is July 27th, which is Sunday.
That's Sunday. Yep. So National Chicken Finger Day with Raising Cane's. We have Darren Burgers and Matt Swartz with us. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Good luck.
Damn.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day, and we'll probably see you on Sunday.
You guys are naturals, too. Thank you. He's got coffee in a cup with a saucer.
Thanks for being tough.
I'm a coffee snob.
But look at
Are you a snob?
Are you?
I like it in a real.
You brought your own saucer.
Hey, they gave it to me. I mean,
they did.
The mill provided that.
I had the option.
I didn't think he brought his own sauce.
I just keep this in the car.
The car. Yeah. It's clean. If you guys could imagine that, order some food from
clanking around.
I thought for
I brought my own plate, Phil.
I was mesmerized by it. I got to tell you.
Yeah. I am too. I've never seen it used here. No.
You guys just taste better, you know.
You guys went to a whole nother level.
Luke gave him a saucer.
Yes, Luke's a very nice guy.
He's never given me a saucer.
Never.
I want to tell you that, Matt. He's never given
he's
me
never
a saucer.
He's never even said he wanted a saucer.
Doesn't trust you.
We've been here for 2 years. It's never even come up. Yeah. You walk in day one.
You got the saucer? I legitimately thought you brought that in.
Nope.
I will admit, I have taken, you know, coffee from home in a cup like this, right. And then it clanks around on the floor of the car.
My wife,
what is that?
My wife drinks nothing but coffee in a China cup.
Really?
And then they're stacked up in the garage. She just lifts them out of the car, puts them on the side, and backs out. There'll be like four of them. I'll take a picture. I go, are we done with this coffees, or do we need to? Are we all done here?
That's it for us. The drive is next. We will see you guys on Monday.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.